From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is commemorating the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Barack Obama spoke at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks.
Across our country today, Americans are coming together in service and remembrance. We run our fingers over the names and memorial benches here at the Pentagon. We walk the hallowed grounds of a Pennsylvania field. We look up at a gleaming tower that pierces the New York City skyline. But in the end, the most enduring memorial to those we lost is ensuring the America that we continue to be, that we stay true to ourselves.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center, at the Trade Center rather, were remembered in New York, where the country's presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, halted their campaigns to pay their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton appeared for a time before being driven away. Her campaign has only said Clinton became overheated. She was taken to her daughter's New York apartment and emerged a time later, waving and smiling and taking this lone question.
How are you feeling, Secretary Clinton? Are you feeling better?
Yes, thank you very much.
The Trump campaign has raised questions about Clinton's health, but so far has not publicly spoken on Sunday's incident. It's unclear if Clinton will alter her campaign schedule because of the events on Sunday. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally in the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhere to the earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. On the streets of Damascus, many reacted to the ceasefire agreement. Abdul Hadi Al-Amari is a student. He believes this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in this country. He believes this truce is not like the previous one. He is demanding the opposition also separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. Authorities in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack Sunday killed a provincial police chief and wounded at least three security guards. Officials in the eastern Nangarhar province say the slain police chief was leading a counterinsurgency operation in the troubled Hazaric district when his vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. Taliban spokesman says the group planted the bomb and claimed the explosion also killed several security guards. Croatians are deciding Sunday on a new government in a snap election, marking the second time in a year a poll has been taken. Exit polls predicted a close outcome between candidates of the Croatian Democratic Union and the left-leaning Social Democrats in their People's Coalition, possibly resulting in a new parliament that some say could be another barely functioning government. Initial results are expected late Sunday. The news of the snap vote for the European Union's newest member came a day after Parliament was formally dissolved and less than a year after the last vote. Pakistan is rejecting the new attempts by Afghanistan to allow the landlocked country to engage in direct trade with India through its land routes, citing existing official arrangements between Islamabad and Kabul. Afghanistan's president, Ashraf Ghani, before his upcoming official visit to New Delhi, has threatened to close transit trade facilities for Pakistan if it continues to refuse his country's access to Indian markets through Pakistan's Wagah border. Relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan have also strained recently over mutual allegations of sponsoring terrorist attacks on each other's territory. And clashes between police and protesters in Turkey after a government announcement that it replaced 28 municipal district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.